This is What's at Risk on WBZ News Radio 1030 and WBZ.com with Mike Christian of Risk Strategies Company.
Hi, I'm Mike Christian, and welcome back to an all-new edition of What's at Risk. We're interested in what you're thinking about. Send us an email at whatsatrisk@risk-strategies.com and let us know what's on your mind.
There are places I remember all my life, though some have changed.
In our first segment tonight, we speak with Tom Ferry, business coach, life strategist, and author of Life by Design, 6 Steps to an Extraordinary You.
All these places have their moments. With lovers and friends, I still can recall.
Then, in our second segment, we are fortunate to speak with one of the legends of the investment world, John Bogle. John is the founder and longtime CEO of the Vanguard Group, one of the largest mutual fund companies in the world. John will give us his common sense views on the mutual fund industry. Tom Ferry was a punk. At 13, he was using drugs, he stayed out late, got Fs, and cared for nothing more than music, girls, and partying. By 9th grade, after his parents enrolled him in a swanky private school, his grades were better, but he was still on a bad path. Lying, stealing, and extreme partying.
17 and innocent, I wonder where I'm. The years went, looking back on youth misspent, gotta miss those days.
By 18, he realized his life was spiraling out of control. So he approached his estranged father, a successful businessman, and proposed to run his company and eventually become its president. Tom Ferry succeeded by designing a positive life plan.
How many of you are interested in designing your future? How many are you interested in having your future designed for you by somebody else? These are the choices, quite plain and simple. You either design your own future or someone else designs it for you. Either live it by design or you live it by default. If you either design your life, or it gets designed for you, and the default setting for life is repetition. 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 What that means is, if you don't design your future, you are doomed to repeat a cycle and a circle. You are always going to come back to square one, where I've been here before.
I've been here before. In Life by Design, a dynamic hands-on guide, world-class success coach and motivational leader Tom Ferry reveals the secret to achievement at work and at home, and how to create a greater balance between the two.
Just one life, so many doors.
So many doors.
That's how we get to the quick one. Just one life, so many doors. We have nothing. We have it.
Life by Design will help you conquer the 4 addictions that are holding you back from living up to your greatest potential. Addiction to the opinions of others, addiction to drama, addiction to the past, and addiction to worry. By becoming aware of these addictions, you will be better equipped to respond to uncertain times and to the challenges that crop up in your daily life.
Don't run, baby. Don't
Aristotle said the formula for happiness and success is to first have a definite, clear, practical idea, goal, or objective. Second, attain it by whatever means available, whether wisdom, money, materials, or methods. And third, adjust all your means to that end. All success is predicated on finding what you are passionate about and then becoming relentless in your pursuit of every possibility so you will achieve your dreams. Ask yourself these five thought-provoking and life-altering questions to help you envision and then plan out the path you should take. 1. Why are you here? What is your purpose? 2. How do you want to show up for others? What are your values? 3. What are your God-given talents? 4. 5 years from now, how is the world experiencing you? And 5. Who would you already be if you were already there?
Quiet your mind. Soak it all in. It's a game you can't win. Enjoy the ride.
None of these questions are easy to answer. But if you could figure out the answers, you could stop living by default and would discover the keys to creating a life by design. The people living by design live by a different set of rules. They know an upset is just an upset. Their problems are assets, and the past is where it belongs, somewhere behind them.
New day breaks in. I'm working on a dream.
They aren't victims, they're victors, because they're willing to jump through hoops to live the life they dream of. Living by design isn't just about how much money you have. It's a frame of mind that positively impacts every core area of your life.
I'm working on a dream. I can feel so far away. I'm working on a dream. And love will make it real someday. I'm working on...
Tom Ferry is a business coach and life strategist with a particular emphasis on real estate and related industries. He is also CEO of Your Coach, a multi-million dollar full-service sales and marketing business. He leads more than 200 business motivation seminars per year across the United States.
We're here with Tom Ferry, the author of Life by Design, Create Passion and Purpose in Your Life. So Tom, how did your, you know, I'll term it your partially misspent youth lead you to your current path in life?
You know, it's interesting. I was kicked out of 4 different high schools. I was kicked out of both parents' homes. And I was jokingly say, well, that made it a no-brainer for me to, of course, become a motivational speaker and write books like this. You know, I think you have to be a bootstrapper. You got to go through a lot of that hardship to know how to get to the other side. So, you know, I look back at my past, and I do call my mom about every other day and say I'm sorry, but it was a necessary thing I had to go through.
Yeah, well, you turned out all right, it looks like.
So. I'm proud to say so far so good.
Yeah, it's all in the adjustment. So what do you mean when you say most people live their life by default, not by design?
You know, I'll tell you, I've been in the seminar business for 20 years, and I've done private personal coaching, you know, for about 20,000 hours, so, you know, a little over 100,000 sessions. And, you know, what's interesting is whether I'm talking to a high school senior or a CEO of a company, too often we get stuck. And when they get stuck, that's what I mean when I say they're living their life by default. Whatever happens, happens. And they become more of a victim of the circumstances of it rather than saying, okay, X happened, now what am I going to do about it? And, you know, today, you know, today's economy, you talk to all these, you know, these wonderful people, everybody is a little stuck today. So this book is really about trying to get people unstuck as quickly as possible and then living their life and running their business by design. Not by the way I say to do it, but by their own design.
So what keeps people in that rut, or maybe you call it a coma? What keeps people from just shaking themselves up and getting out of that?
You know, there's four, and I write about it in the book, there's four addictions that really, really kill people's performance and, you know, keeps them stuck, keeps them not moving forward. And what's funny is, Mike, when I say addiction, I just did that at a high school seniors, talking to 350 high school seniors, and I said, you're all a bunch of addicts. And they looked at me, and of course they giggled, and I said, what does that mean? And, you know, drugs, gambling, food, you know, sex and alcohol. And I said, yep, those are all addictions. I said, but what kills your performance is the same thing that causes you to go turn to all that stuff. So the four addictions I talk about are the addiction to the opinions of other people. We're stuck concerned about what everybody else thinks, and we're not living our life by design, so instead we're living it by default. Second one is the addiction to drama. And Mike, we all know someone listening right now, everybody knows someone that's a drama head. And those people just aren't moving forward. They're too busy talking about the problem and you know, wallowing in it. The third one is the addiction to the past. And so much of today's business world is stuck in, when's the market going to come back? Instead of recognizing the market, it's going to keep adjusting. Things are going to keep, you know, changing, and it's our responsibility to do something about it. And then the last one is the addiction to worry. And that's the one that too often is the silent killer. As I'm talking to, you know, business people and, you know, high school students and everybody in between, everybody says and admits to me the same thing. I'm just worried all the time. You know, am I going to get my job? Am I going to find a job? Am I going to be able to keep my job? Am I going to be able to make money? You know, how am I going to survive? How am I going to make my payments? And that, you know, that worry suppresses us and stops us from going out and doing the things that would ultimately create the solution.
Yeah, well, that's certainly been my lifelong addiction. I think in your book you talk about an exercise that people can use to address that constant worrying. You want to talk about that a little bit?
You know, there's a whole bunch of exercises inside the book, and the two things that I'm really stressing to people, and I've been, you know, blessed, and thank you for having me on your show, talking to so many different people today. The two things I recommend, and they really battle all four of the addictions simultaneously, and they're both going to sound simple, and I want them to be. I want people to get that, you know, Mike, it's a lot easier than you think to live your life by design. It's a lot harder to live it by default. The first thing I tell people is, you got to exercise 5 minutes a day, 7 days a week for the rest of your life. And when I say that, I spoke to 1,000 people yesterday at a seminar. And of course, you know, they all kind of look at me, oh, you know, exercise. And I say, but now just think about this. We're looking at what's killing your performance, what's stopping you from being your best. And I say to you, when you exercise, how do you feel? And if you feel great, guess what? How are you going to perform? And when you perform great, what kind of results are you going to get? And I said, look, that's how it works. You exercise, you perform great. End of story. And that in itself eliminates the beginning of those addictions. The last thing I tell people, very simple, is I say, look, every day, you got to write down, what do you need to release? What do you need to let go of? Too much right now, Mike, people are holding on to past mistakes and past upsets and, you know, the deal that got away, the spouse that got away, the problem that happened to them 10 years ago, and they keep reliving it. And I tell them every day, write down, what do you need to let go of? And then, what are you grateful for? And we've all heard that before, but it's so powerful to write down, you know, I'm grateful for my spouse, or I'm grateful for my kids, or I'm grateful for my job, and I'm grateful for my health. And when you get into that state, that really gets you moving forward. And then the last thing I say is, I'm shocked by the number of people I talk to that I say, so what's your goal? And they have to create one on the spot. So I say every day, write down what you need to let go of, what you're grateful for, and then ultimately, what do you want to achieve? And when you do those three things with a little bit of exercise every day, your confidence goes up, and you know what? You start living your life by design.
You have a sort of a self-discovery tool in the book called a core value assessment. What is that exactly?
Core value assessment was really designed. I mean, when I talk about addiction, and I say to people, you're an addict, and you know, people oftentimes will look at me, especially people that are part of various different programs, they all know that the first step is awareness. You've got to own up to the fact that, you know, hello, my name is Tom, and I'm addicted to the past, or I'm addicted to drama. So inside that process, we get people to become aware of where they are today. And the moment you can get consciously aware that, you know what, you may be doing great in work, but your relationship's off track, and you're not taking care of your money, and you're not given the contribution or fun in your life that you want, the moment they become aware, now they feel the gap. And then the balance of the book is, how do we close the gap and get you to live each one of those areas by design? And again, I want to stress, like, not by my design, by their own design.
What have you learned? What have you learned? What have you learned?
From American writer and clergyman Charles R. Swindle. The longer I live, the more I realize the impact of attitude on life. Attitude to me is more important than facts. It's more important than the past,
the education, the money, then circumstances, then failure, then successes, then what other people think or say or do. It is more important than appearance, giftedness, or skill. It will make or break a company, a church, a home. The remarkable thing is we have a choice every day regarding the attitude we will embrace for that day. We cannot change our past. We cannot change the fact that people will act in a certain way. We cannot change the inevitable. The only thing we can do is play on the one string we have, and that is our attitude. I am convinced that life is 10% what happens to me and 90% of how I react to it. And so it is with you. We are in charge of our attitudes.
Being a big guy, I've noticed that people feel compelled to tell me certain things after shows. I get people to pull me aside and go, Gabriel, you're a very funny guy. You're very talented. Don't you think perhaps you're living a little excess in life? And I'm like, well, I love to eat. Well, don't you want to live to be 100? Well, not if I can't eat tacos. And as many as I want. You know, a lot of people think that just because you work out and lift weights and you eat right and you do what people tell you to do, that you'll live a long life. Maybe you will, but, you know, why do people measure life by the years instead of how good the years were? I'll measure by freaking, you know what I mean?
We're back with Tom Ferry, author of Life by Design.
You have another interesting exercise that I've thought about ever since I read it, involving asking five people around you to tell you about yourself. How does that work, and what are some of the results been for people?
You know, I've been doing that exercise with a lot of my personal clients, and it started out really in it as people that were in a management role or a leadership capacity that they felt they were stuck or they were being passed by and they weren't able to move up or get the kind of results they wanted to produce with their team. So, you know, whether it's a dear friend, like the person I wrote about inside the book, the challenge is we're operating in a coma. We all think that everybody perceives us the way we perceive it in our head. So that exercise was designed to have people face what's really going on. And if you look at the questions, you know, what about me works? What about me doesn't work? You know, what advice would you give me? You know, if you ask five people around you, what do you see that I do that doesn't work? If you give those people permission to be honest, they're going to help you confront, like in the case of the gentleman inside the book, the fact that this guy was lying through his teeth every day, these little white lies every day, and every one of us knew it, but nobody would confront it. And the moment we did, he realized, oh my goodness, they've known for years, and that one simple awareness step got him to get a little more honest and realize that he didn't need to do that anymore. And as small as that sounds, think about the impact of a guy getting that he's been lying all of his life. He's got kids, you know, a daughter and a son. He doesn't want to raise them with those values. He knows that his wife now knows. Now he's going to address it and make some very positive change. How that shows up for him, I mean, it's unbelievable, the results for his business, his career, his income, but more importantly, his relationship with his wife and his relationship with his kids.
Do you think people hit, and I think you term it as a defining moment in their life when they start to do this self-assessment, or is it just more of a process that the realization comes over a period of time?
I know for myself, it's... You know, it's constantly evolving, and I've lived in this world for, you know, going on 20 years. Some people, Mike, they get it instantly, and I'm shocked when I'm doing a seminar or a lecture, the number of people that walk up and they just go, I got it. You know, I'm addicted to this, and I need to do this, and I'm going to create this, and they just, right? I think it's kind of a third. A third of the people, they get it, but they were ready for it. They've been looking for, you know, give me some solutions. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. A third of the people, they need to marinate. They need to let it really sit. They need to read the book maybe two or three times, have some discussions in maybe a book club amongst their friends. And then there's just a third of the people in our country that are in denial all the time. And it doesn't matter what you say to them, they're not listening.
Right.
That's in my experience.
You have a couple of techniques that you talk about that can help you live better by design, visualization and self-talk. Can you talk about those a little bit?
You know, it's interesting. I'm sitting here in my home office, and if I turn right around, I'm looking at the vision board that I talked about in the book. One of the things that I've worked with people for years, especially when I'm talking to business people, but the same thing applies to a young guy that I'm talking to right now who wants to get into a better college. I asked him, I said, rather than thinking about a dream board, which a lot of people in my field talk about, where you put up a car or a beautiful watch or a vacation, I say, let's use that same visualization technique to visualize where you want to be at the end result of your goal and work yourself backwards visually. What would all the steps be? So I'm looking at mine right now, and it says, what's the vision? Inspire 1 million people to live and work by design after purchasing and reading this great book. And then literally, there was 20 things on my list. So what I tell people is, once you decide what your goal is, you know, whether it's to earn more money or find the perfect spouse or get the new job, you write up that vision. And then at the bottom of it, you say, well, what's it going to look like when I'm there? And then what was the step that happened before and before and before and before? And visually, they get to see that roadmap. What we know is today, almost 70% of the people that I deal with are visual. When they can see it happening, they can realize it and achieve it. You know, today I'm looking at mine and it says, become a New York Times bestseller. And today at 3 o'clock on the East, I'm going to be a New York Times bestseller. It's going to be announced. So I tell people it's as simple as creating that. The second part is that whole self-talk thing. And I've got two young boys. And I think of a time when my three-year-old son, he and I were sitting at a restaurant with a buddy of mine, and I've been, you know, as my friend says, brainwashing my children forever. You know, I have my kids saying things like, I like myself, and I believe in me, and I don't try and create a false sense of reality. But what I understand is today, with the media, with, you know, everything that they get exposed to, most people aren't thinking this stuff, and it's impacting our children's self-esteem today, now more than ever. So for me, it's worked in my career, and I've watched it work in the lives and careers of hundreds of thousands of people I've worked with. It's as simple as writing down the things you want to affirm, and whether you choose to say them out loud, write them down, or record them to an audio program and listen to them. The bottom line is, everybody is doing affirmations. The question is, Mike, are you saying things like this? I hope I don't lose my job. Or are you saying, I'm a valuable employee? We're all affirming something. The question is, what are you affirming, and is it by design, or is it by default?
Well, the name of the book is Life by Design by Tom Ferry. Tom, is there a place where we can get more information?
You know, if they visit my website, TomFerry.com, or they can get me on Facebook at, you know, Facebook.com/CoachTomFerry. But the book is available on all the major retailers and Amazon, Barnes & Noble online. And if they visit my website, there's just a lot of great additional bonuses and things to support someone who's ready to take that next step and live their life by design.
You either design your life or it gets designed for you, and the default setting for life is repetition.
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 Repetition. If you either design your life or it gets designed for you.
But I have only one thing to share with you that I've learned over all these years is this. That life is like a dog sled team. If you ain't the lead dog, the scenery never changes.
Thank you very much. I'm good.
Time for a CBS News update. We'll be right back with more What's at Risk.